One of the first things I did when I came to Beth Mordechai was to try to meet with as many individuals as possible. Had a lot of one-on-one coffee dates. So many of you here are people that I've asked to get to know you, to hear about your Jewish journey. Most of the time we meet at my favorite stop, Panera in Woodbridge. There was one stop, though, where I had to travel all the way to New York City to be able to go see one of our members. Cheryl August has grown up in Beth Mordechai her whole life. And even from that very first meeting, despite the distance of a train, car, however long it takes for her to get here, she comes so often to participate and to lead in our congregation. It's been my pleasure to get to know her and her connection and her mother Dorothy's connection and her late father Colman's connection to Beth Mordechai over all these years. She wears her passion on her sleeve, and we're about to hear about that passion, about what makes Beth Mordechai so special right now with our vice president address. Please come forward.
Through the 1960s and 1970s, when every seat in this sanctuary was filled, including the balcony, and the service was piped into Saffron Hall for the overflow crowd, we are Beth Mordechai. To today, as we sit in this beautiful sanctuary, say it with me, we are Beth Mordechai. Hebrew School, Men's Club, Sisterhood USY, these are some of the reasons that brought you longtime members to this building. Beth Mordechai wasn't just about Friday night or Saturday morning services. It was part of our social fiber. It was a place to have fun, celebrate our simchas, and support each other in the not-so-good times. To be with our peers and friends, to be who we are in a safe and comfortable environment, fellow Jews. But indeed, that is the past. Or is it? Now it is time to look toward our future. That is where you come in. All of you. Longtime members, new members, and guests. For without you, each and every one of you, there is no future. And without a future, there will be no more history. The Hebrew School, Men's Club, Sisterhood are no more. But this is still the place where we have fun, do good, celebrate each other's joys, and console each other in times of sorrow, as evidenced by the duck race, the schmooze cruise, trips to Philadelphia and Brighton Beach, and the resulting response to an email asking for help ensuring that there is a minyan so that a member may say Kaddish. This is still the place to be who we are together, fellow Jews. As I stand before you today, I am in the unique position in that I am a Beth Mordechai Bat Mitzvah and Hebrew School graduate. And this past May, with my family present and a bucket load of encouragement from Rabbi Sachs, I dusted off the old blue study book and once again recited a portion of the Haftorah that I had chanted. Really long time ago. So you see, Beth Mordechai is very much a part of who I am, and my commitment to Beth Mordechai remains very deep. Today, as we come together as a community on this most holy of days, I'm going to ask you, no, implore you, to make a commitment to Beth Mordechai as well, to commit to your heart, to commit to your spirit, and most importantly, commit yourselves. I'm going to ask you to commit yourselves by coming to at least one Friday night and one Saturday morning service a month to ensure that we have a weekly minyan so that those celebrating in your site are able to say Kaddish has to be a mitzvah. Come, let's make some mitzvahs. I'm going to ask you to commit yourselves by participating in the numerous, exciting, and interesting events that we have scheduled for the upcoming year. And if there is a topic of particular interest or you have an idea for a program, please let us know. That is how the Word of Mystery Evening came to be. It was the recommendation of a member. At the end of the day, it boils down to this. Beth Mordechai cannot and will not continue to be a community, and its history will end without all of you and your commitment to it and your commitment to its future. On that day in May, knowing that the date of my bat mitzvah was a Friday night, because back then Saturdays belonged to boys, Rabbi Sachs commented that here we are on Saturday, in 2015, and I was about to be called to the Torah for an aliyah and to chant a small portion of the Haftorah. He then turned to me and issued a challenge. You guessed it. Next year, not a small portion, but the entire portion. not being able to shy away from an interesting challenge. And because I really love to plan a party. Right here, right now, in front of all of you, I am going to accept his challenge. Don't know if I'll make it, but if I do, I hope that all of you will attend. Please be sure you have your email addresses in order to receive your formal invitation. And right here, right now, I am issuing the same challenge to you. Bar or Bat Mitzvah, here at Beth Mordechai or somewhere else, it doesn't matter. Dust off the training book and come make a memory. Just like the stained glass windows, the bima, the chandeliers, you too are vital fixtures of this congregation. And again, Beth Mordechai cannot and will not continue to be a community without you. Come celebrate with us, come to services, and pray with us. Support our events. Let us share in your simchas, and let us help you through the not-so-happy times. For Beth Mordechai is nothing without you. You are the glue that holds this congregation together. Thank you, and Shana Tova.
Thank you to Cheryl and for all of our leaders, for everyone who takes an opportunity to step up and to lead our congregation. So thank you again.